Chapter 14. 25 years later.
The elevator doors are closing when I hear a voice say my name.
Shane?
It's Eileen. I hold the doors open for her.
It's been a long time. You look good, Shane,
she says, hugging me. So do you, Eileen. People around the world saw the video from the Burkitt's house all those years ago, from the nanny cam that Maya put on the bookshelf in their living room. So let me explain the rest. Maya had called Lulu at Leather and Lace, who worked with Corey Radzinski. She got Lulu to record everything that happened in that living room through the nanny cam. The whole world was able to watch what happened, although no one was ready to see a murder right before their eyes. When the elevator doors open again, Eileen and I get out and walk through the hospital. We enter the room where Eddie, his new wife Selena, and Alexa and Daniel are standing around the bed. We were never sure whether Maya knew that she would die that night, but she had left Eddie a letter. She told him to take care of Lily if anything happened to her. Lily is lying in the bed holding her new baby. Her husband is by her side.
Hello, Shane, says Lily. Would you like to hold her? We called her Maya.
I feel tears in my eyes as I nod. Maya and I saw a lot of death. She believed that people die and are gone forever with nothing left. But looking at this baby, it feels like Maya is still here.
Penguin Readers. Fool Me Once. Harlan Coben. Level 5. Retold by Prakash Parmar. Illustrated by Betsy Falco. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Stephanie Cannon. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2026.